Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got a new guest, my friends, a very, very interesting and exciting new guest, Mr. Roman Gabriel III. Name might sound a bit familiar. He is literally the son of the great quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams. But he is working on some very, very important issue, on an important issue, related directly to the border, the open border that we've been suffering with. And I wanted to get him on to talk about it. Roman, thank you very, very much to join us. Tell us, first of all, you are CEO of Sold Out Youth Foundation. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your foundation.
Well, first of all, George, it's an honor to be on your program. Appreciate so much you having me on and your great service to our country in so many different ways. So thank you very much for that. You know, I'm really excited about where we are right now with the challenge that we're facing. And when I say excited, that we have an opportunity to do something that's groundbreaking and an opportunity to save a lot of lives. And you know as well as anyone that fentanyl is the number one killer of teenagers in our country. And new statistics that have come out through my friend at Families of Fentanyl, Jim Rao, tells us that the fastest growing group of deaths to accidental poisoning to fentanyl is 5 to 14-year-olds. It's up 1,400% since 2021. So for the moms and dads that are in your audience, this is a poison that can touch anyone. And unfortunately, you and I and many in this fight get to talk to innocent parents who didn't know about fentanyl or much about it and lost their son or daughter to accidental fentanyl overdose. So we started our foundation back in 2008 as a drug and alcohol abstinence program. And it's near and dear to my heart because I come from a family that struggles with genetic alcoholism. And a quick story, when I was a sophomore in high school, my brother, younger brother, was a freshman and excellent athlete, good student. And all of a sudden, he decided to quit playing organized sports, something that he'd done his whole life, and began to have too much time on his hands and started hanging around with the wrong group of people and got involved. And, you know, 17 years later, I found him at the age of 32 as a closet alcoholic. None of our family knew it. We got him help, and since then he has had not had a drink since 1988. He's an incredible real estate development person working for a big company, and he's one of those great stories. But there are so many other stories of young people who get involved in drugs and alcohol at an early age, and it costs them dearly. So my wife and I have been in the public drug and alcohol abstinence space since 1997. We worked with other organizations and started this one in 2008. Fast forward to 2012 when the DARE program was eliminated and wasn't funded by the government anymore. We had a group of business people in our county in Western North Carolina that asked us if we could help with the drug and alcohol program, and they were happy to help us. And so we started it in three small counties in Western North Carolina. And that quickly grew to almost 40 counties of public and private school districts with our program, and about 80% of middle school students will take our three-step drug and alcohol abstinence pledge. Fast forward to you know, the thing that changed everybody's lives, COVID, in 2018. You know, we had to change our whole program because all the schools went to social distance learning. So we immediately transitioned our program to a 100% online program to meet the needs of students who were at home isolated. And when the fentanyl issue became a big issue about 4 years ago, you know, one of the people that writes our curriculum, Dr. Erin Shannon, is incredible. She helped us to develop this fentanyl education program. And so we introduced it to the schools 3 years ago online, and since then, we've developed a thorough, comprehensive risk mitigating program that is proactive, that basically educates through online engagement to all students, all school staff, and all parents at the same time. where we're able to overcome what is probably the biggest challenge for fentanyl, which is the stigma, the uncomfortability that people have of talking about it. And we've been able to get the information through the, through people's devices in the privacy of their own home or business where they can learn on their own. And we have a public site at soldouttv.com that provides a fentanyl education program that any of your listeners can go to right now and learn everything they need to know about fentanyl and about how to protect their students and kids.
Tell them again where that website is.
It's soldouttv.com, soldouttv.com, soldouttv.com. And you just go to the top of the page and click on fentanyl education. And we have a myriad of tools and resources and available opportunities to educate. But the most important factor about our program is, you know, people don't have to come to a website or come to a public event. I mean, those are all great things, but mandatorily, we're able to go into a public school district and educate everyone involved because the school already has a system set up for communications. And our in-school program has about 10 different iterations that include summer school, athletic programs, Red Ribbon Week programs, National Fentanyl Awareness Day programs, and most importantly, we integrate and we teach our students through visual learning, the way that kids like to learn, fun, fast, entertaining, and educating.
Now, let me bring this up because right in the middle of this election campaigning that's going on right now, one of the states that's very hotly contested is Georgia. And Kamala Harris, the vice president, was down there not too long ago commenting that there was one woman that she singled out that had been that had problems with abortion complications, and she wasn't able to address the abortion in Georgia because of state laws. She had to go to North Carolina. However, she never mentioned anything about fentanyl, about the deaths, the number of deaths, and the number of deaths from fentanyl really, really outstrips the number of deaths from abortion. I mean, any death is bad, but why isn't there more discussion about fentanyl poisoning?
Well, George, first let me say that our organization tries every way possible to keep this a public safety issue. One of the reasons why what you just said is important is that we politicize this issue, unfortunately, and it shouldn't be politicized. But because our border has been, you know, the facts are wide open now for 4 years, you know, it's hard for this administration to talk positively about doing something about it because they haven't chosen to close the border, which could be done today. But I just want to tell public schools out there that what we tell our school systems with our program is, please try to stay away from the politicization. This is a public safety issue. This should be a red, white, and blue issue. We should be concerned about the public safety of our families and kids. And what we want to do is provide a program that educates people, no matter what background, liberal, Democrat, Republican, Green Party, whatever you are, everyone is affected by a poison that can be in food, that can be in a water table, that can be in marijuana, vape, fake pharmaceutical pills that look just like what you get at the pharmacy. So awareness and education is our only you know, protection right now, because there's so much fentanyl that's been stockpiled in our country. If we close the border, which I hope happens today, it still isn't going to eliminate this problem that's going to be with us for a long time. So we need a massive national education campaign. And my goal is to get this program national. And we've learned over the years, and we've gained the trust of public schools and private schools. So, you know, this is for students, you know, they start getting their cell phones, you know, George, at fourth and fifth grade. And parents think that they're keeping them safe, but through Snapchat, TikTok, social networking sites, they're approaching our youngsters on their phones, selling these fake products where cartels are allowed to do this. And, you know, we have a lot of legislation out there. I've talked to a lot of parents who have lost kids to this, who are trying to get legislation to stop this maniac policy that social networks seem to think they have the right to kill our kids and to approach our kids knowing that these are fentanyl-laced products that are allowing on their platform. So parents are making the same mistake. That's why it's the number one killer of 18 to 45-year-olds.
Wow. That is very, very disturbing. And with Halloween coming on, how much candy is going to be laced, and or the danger of candy being laced? That is really, 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 really dangerous. Let me conclude by just asking you to tell the folks how they can support you. Tell the folks where they can, how they can, what they can do to support your efforts.
Well, we're a private nonprofit, George. So parents out there, first of all, even if you don't donate a dime, you can go to our website, check out our fentanyl education program by simply going to your phone, iPad, or computer and going to soldouttv.com, click on fentanyl education. But we do have a donate button there because we are a private nonprofit. We raise our funds through individual donations, corporate donations, as well as grants. So if you'd like to donate anything to us, anything would matter to give us the resources that we need to get this information out nationally and to our schools and to have the resources and tools. So just go to soldouttv.com, click on the donate button, and you can donate safely and easily there.
You got it, buddy. Folks, we've been listening to and talking with our new friend, Roman Gabriel III, CEO of Sold Out Youth Foundation. Roman, we got to get you back on again because this issue obviously is not going to go away anytime soon. I want you to keep us informed, and so we can help you to fight this terrible scourge.
One other thing, George, if you're a school system out there, a private school or a youth organization, and you're interested in our tools and resources and interested as a parent to get our program in your public schools, just email me at soldouttv@gmail.com. That's soldouttv@gmail.com.
Excellent. Thank you very much, my friend. Folks, again, we've been speaking with our good friend, our good new friend, Roman Gabriel III, CEO of Sold Out Youth Foundation. You keep up the good work, my friend, and we'll get you on the show again sometime soon.
George, thank you for your great work, and to your audience, parents out there, learn the information about fentanyl because it could save somebody you love.
So true, so true. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.